Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
In Northland, a couple of bull sales have been held in the Kuiper region near Dargaville, and good sums were achieved off the back of decent prices for beef. About double the usual rainfall over the last month, followed by sunny days later in the week, means the grass is starting to grow, and acres of land is being used to harvest the sun, with a solar farm to generate power for the national grid getting underway. And growers have at last been able to get their tractors onto fields around Pukekohe in dry and sunny weather.
Farmers are smiling in Waikato with warm weather following weeks of heavy rain. Most are near the end of calving. The cost of palm kernel means more dairy farmers are investigating other feed options, and some are turning to molasses. There's an excess of silage, and some farmers are stocking up in case of drought later on. Despite plenty of recent rain, the water table's still quite low after about 4 years of pretty dry weather. It's been blue skies in the latter half of the week for the Bay of Plenty, much to the relief of orchardists and farmers. However, lovely weather doesn't change the labour shortage for kiwi fruit pruning. Some orchardists are about 2 weeks behind schedule and hope RSE workers can keep up with the demand. With higher wage rates this season, some orchardists are noticing their workers not showing up on a Friday, as they've earned enough for the week by then and take an extra day off. Gold kiwi fruit will be budding next month, so the pressure's on to get the vines pruned and tied in time. Dairy farmers near Tauranga say their hills are drying off nicely and they're able to get around without getting stuck in mud.
On the east coast near Gisborne, ewe scanning has shown up a decent percentage of twins, and lambing is underway in some parts of the region. It's been fairly mild this week, but there's still plenty of mud underfoot. Some isolated rural roads are inaccessible and can take up to 2 years to be repaired, so farmers are mustering stock down to lower pastures. In Hawke's Bay, vineyards are being pruned and maintenance continues. There have been a few frosts, and bud bursts are expected to start in several weeks' time. The recent rain has clogged turf, but it's drying out and tractors are back on the vineyards. Some Chardonnay blocks are being replaced, and more of the Albarino grape variety is also going in.
King Country farmers are in awe of the high soil temperatures compared to usual. Jeff Burton farms in Tomaranui and has kept about 35 years of soil temperature records. He says the maximum temperature expected at this time of the year is about 8 degrees and pasture doesn't grow. But things have changed.
Just this morning I measured my soil temperatures at the recommended 9 a.m. time, and they were 12 degrees. So that is 3 to 4 degrees above normal. And the effect of that is, and I've just shifted my cattle and my hoggets, which are on a winter rotation, and the growth behind them is more than I've ever seen, which is what you would expect at 12 degrees and moisture.
Jeff Burton says lambing is starting and ewes are in good condition thanks to the ideal growing conditions, but he warns it's important not to overfeed ewes coming into lambing. There are also concerns spring could be drier than usual and lead into an exceptionally hot summer. Mount Taranaki has a bright cap of snow, but the levels aren't as low as is often the case for this time of the year thanks to recent heavy rain washing it away. Paddocks are pretty wet underfoot, but a few days of fine weather this week is easing that problem. Grass has died in flooded pasture, so contractors will be drilling new seed to sprout in the spring. A local vet says calving's going well. They haven't had as many call-outs this year. And as with other regions, the lack of labour is quite stressful, with everyone working longer hours.
In Wairarapa, it's clean-up time in the hills, as slips have taken out farming tracks, fences, and forced farmers to walk around paddocks that can't be reached by bike or tractor. Beef and sheep farmers are waiting for the land to dry out a bit more before bringing diggers in to help. It's been sunny this week, but more rain and a southerly is expected to strike in a few days. Hill farmers haven't started lambing and are anticipating lots of lambs on the ground. Scanning results, particularly with Coopworth crosses, have been over 170% for some farmers. Dairy farmers in southern Wairarapa are still dealing with boggy pastures. It's soggy underfoot too across the Cook Strait in the Tasman region. More than 500 millimetres of rain over the past 2 months. More rain is forecast this weekend as well. Flooding can be a death sentence for hop vines going into bud, so growers are pleased the surface water has mostly drained away. The industry here has tripled over the last 5 years and there's no sign of it slowing down.
The July West Coast Weather Report has Reefton winning first prize for the fewest days of sunshine, a grand total of one. In second place, Hokitika, which has had 3 fine days for the whole month. It's also been the wettest July on the coast since 1963. Carving's just starting as the drizzle continues. An excess of gravel clogging up waterways has farmers out with diggers trying to boost the flow. Quite a bit of pastures damaged by pugging, so paddocks being saved for later are being brought in to use earlier than planned. A warm and drying nor'wester has worked wonders on our contacts farm in mid-Canterbury. Winter grazing animals have mostly gone home, but some late calvers still remain on winter feed. Another day or so of wind and tractors will start emerging from sheds to begin preparing areas for spring-sown crop.
Farms and stations in Otago are scanning ewes and after that will test their Hereford cattle for TB. It's also the time of year for a bit more winter maintenance, as well as repairing fences damaged by heavy snow dumps. The rivers are higher than usual and paddocks are described as squishy. Access to some farms is restricted to four-wheel drives as some low-lying roads are still underwater. Southland has had a rather mild winter so far compared to many other regions. Farmers say they haven't had excessive rain, but enough to keep them on their toes. The summer drought and fungus and ryegrass led to a 10% drop in ewe pregnancy scanning rates on some farms. The girls are being moved on to crops such as swede and kale prior to lambing, which starts next month. Sediment from eroded riverbanks is flowing toward the coast and leaving a mess in its wake.
Country Life. For a quarter of a century, we've been bringing you the sounds and voices of rural New Zealand.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.